Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Feeling fat, uninspired, and lethargic. Welcome to today's Every Day is Saturday podcast. We'll get into that in just a minute. Kind of a weird way to kick off a show, isn't it? Yeah, we'll talk about it. Hey, by the way, it really is Saturday, April 26, 2015. I hope you are having the most amazing day. Let me tell you something. Sun's out, guns out. It's an old stupid saying that yours truly used to shout out, hey, man, sun's out, guns out, get the sleeveless tee on. But it is a beautiful, beautiful day here in the Natty. I hope the sun is shining where you are, even if it's cloudy, overcast. Maybe you're down under and you're coming into your winter time. Wherever it is, man, understand the sun is always, always shining where you are. You can subscribe to the Everyday Saturday podcast on iTunes and also at everydaysaturday.com just by clicking on the podcast icon. Also, if you want to live a longer, more healthier life and have everything you've ever wanted, leave a 5-star rating for the show on iTunes. Guaranteed, you'll get everything you want in the world. So what's this mean about feeling fat, lazy, and lethargic? Well, that's the way I woke up this morning, and I'm going to explain why. And I'm going to also explain how I changed that within 30 minutes, and now I feel refreshed, energetic, and amazing. I'm about to mow the lawn. I got this walk behind 36-inch cut mower. Yes, the Everyday Saturday guy does indeed mow his own lawn. Why wouldn't I? It's great exercise. You only do it in the nice weather. And I'm not a doofus, you know? Not the people that pay to have their lawns done are doofuses, but seriously, I don't have that much land. I can't get my old rusty duff off the couch and get going. Now, when we go away in the summertime for 6 or 8 weeks to our summer home in Buffalo, I pay to have it done. $35 a crack. It's tough to write that check for $140 a month, man, but I do it. So I'm getting ready to mow the lawn, and I feel amazing. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you how you can do the same thing, because it's not about me. It's about you. So last night, I took the beautiful Mrs. Crowley and our two youngest girls to DeShays, which is a restaurant here in suburban Cincinnati. Kind of a nice American eatery, you know, relatively inexpensive. You can you order anything from a burger to prime rib or lobster, if you're so inclined. Kind of a mid-scale, but yours truly was donning the Cincinnati baseball hat on with a polo shirt. Yeah, I was rocking that look last night, pair of jeans and flip-flops. So, you know, when I walk in, all the music stops. Like, why is a guy wearing a hat inside of a restaurant? That's me, man. That's me. Kind of a bad hair day, I guess it was. So the girls ordered the kids' dinner, chicken strips with French fries. Angela orders a salad, and I don't know what it was. I can't remember. Oh, French onion soup. And I ordered fish and chips. Now, why is that important? Because I don't eat fried food. You know, I try to avoid it, but look, feels good. Now, you're allowed to eat fried food, okay? Now, a lot of the health nuts out there, especially my buddy like Thomas Tadlock and people like that, that are really lean, mean fighting machines, if they would have been with me at dinner last night, they would have thrown themselves on the meal and forbidden me to get anywhere near it, all right? But I'm not an elite athlete yet. So it tasted good, man. But I knew the next day I'd pay the price, because I don't know about you, but when I eat fried food or if I have a beer, even like one Guinness, pint of, I feel it the next day. You know, I'm 45 years old, be 46 in June. I feel it a little bit more than I used to. A burger and fries, forget about it. Like, I go to a Reds game or a Bengals game, something like that, and I have a burger, fries, or a hot dog or something like that. Next day, I'm hurting for certain. So I had to get up this morning. I woke up, though. First of all, my cats were playing with something. It was 4:30 in the morning on a Saturday, okay? We don't got to get the kids up. Nobody's got to be in school. and the damn cats were playing with something and a boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo the whole time. I was like, oh, this is nice. Because I know once I'm up, it's not the middle of the night. It's not 2 in the morning, or else I could have got back to sleep. 4:30, I'm up. So I wake up, go downstairs, let the dogs out. They're excited. They think, oh, wow, this is a Super Bowl, man. We're getting up on a Saturday at 4:30 in the morning. Woo! Rock on. Of course, they see a bird outside, start barking it up. Probably hacked off the neighbors, I'm sure. Couldn't get them to settle down, bring them back in the house. And I'm feeling bad. I mean, you know that dumpy, frumpy, fat, lazy feeling you got because of what you had the night before and what... And I haven't exercised in 3 days at a really busy end of my week. So, hey, I'm just keeping it real. I wish I'd be that guy, you know, like, hey, Sam Growley, super perfect individual, and I never have a bad day. I always have a smile on my face, like I ate a banana sideways, and I have the body of a Greek Adonis and the perfect family. Aren't I amazing? You know, there really are people out there like that. Not that have the perfect life, that tell you they have the perfect life. Fortunately for you, I'm not that person. So I'm thinking I have got to snap out of this because I do not want to feel this way. I just don't want to feel this way. And whether it's health, whether it's in business, I immediately got to shock my body. I got to shock this system. I got to shock my business. If I need an immediate influx of cash flow, I create a product, I promote it, and we get the cash a-flowing, okay? I mean, there's literally, you can change your life today. And that part I do mean. I'm not trying to sound like some woo-woo misfit out there. So you can change your life. This isn't an infomercial. I'm telling you, the real deal, man. You can shock your system or shock your business to the point where, look, you need cash, go get cash. You need to feel good, go feel good. So what I do? Well, of course, I had to brew the coffee. Every day starts with 2 cups of coffee, 2 cream, no sugar. I haven't had sugar since 2009. 5 years. Now, not going to lie, I've had a sip of Pepsi or a 7-Up or something like that if it was the only thing around. Natural sugars that are in fruit and things like that I have, obviously, you know, because I eat fruit. But I'm talking about that white stuff, you know, that America seems to be dying on is putting it in your coffee. Let me tell you this, man. Tangent alert. Crowley's going off on a tangent. Are you ready? Here we go. Thursday morning, I'm at Dunkin' Donuts, the world famous Dunkin' Donuts. Getting a large coffee this time, 2 cream, no sugar. And the lady in front of me, let's just say, wasn't a fashion model, okay? And ladies and guys, if you're overweight, don't email me, all right? Most 38% of our country in the U.S. is going to be obese. 40% of our country is going to be obese by the year 2038. Obese, okay? Because of what we put in our body and we don't exercise and we're a fast food freaking society and it's horrible, okay? So save your emails if you have a thyroid problem. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the lady who literally ordered, I'd like a large blueberry flavored heavy. Okay, so think of the irony now. Heavy person ordering a coffee heavy. I didn't even know what heavy meant. Do you know what heavy means? Like, it means heavy on the cream, heavy on the sugar. And the only reason I know that is because the lady goes, oh, you want heavy, give me a large blueberry flavored, heavy on the cream, heavy on the sugar. I'm like, isn't the blueberry flavoring sweet enough? Like, doesn't that taste sugary enough? You got to then go heavy on the sugar on top of that? Isn't that crazy? So, hey, you know, here's the bottom line. Lady was fat, and she's fat because she's eating, by the way, I didn't even tell you about the donuts she got. She got a couple of donuts to you know, the coffee, the blueberry-flavored heavy on the sugar coffee is to wash down to 3 donuts that she got. So, look, she's fat, and I wouldn't say that to her face. I wouldn't embarrass her or anything like that. I would say it to her if we were in private. I would. I would actually pull her aside if I worked with her. So I said, look, because here's what's going on. These individuals are complaining when they get to work. Oh, I'm so tired. Really? Oh, I have no idea why. I couldn't even imagine. Oh, you're going to the doctor again? Yeah, I'm going to the doctor. He's giving me more what? What's he? Drugs? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. No, that all makes perfect sense. You keep going heavy with your coffee and getting heavier, okay? And in this politically correct society, nobody's going to say you're obese, and why don't you stop chugging down 7 donuts in the morning, washing them down with all that sugar-flavored coffee? No one's going to be politically correct because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You know, one of the best things anybody ever did for me, when people tell me the truth, if they're not coming at it from an – look, there's a way to say things, okay? You know what I mean? If they're not coming at it from an angry perspective or trying to take a shot and being a sniper – and people, some people are just stupid. They take shots at you, you know? A caring individual – I've had many, many times in my life, people, hey, dude, you're off the rails here. Why don't you bring it back? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? People say, you're fat. I've had people say to me, Sam, you look fat, dude. Are you working out still? Are you exercising? I'm like, no. No, guilty as charged. What's that got? It gets me going, man. Gets me back in the gym. Gets me running. So anyway, off the tangent. I'm back off the tangent now, okay? So I get the coffee in me, and it's like I'm going running, man. Now, what you don't know probably is a couple weeks ago I started running. I used to, when I was working out at the gym, I would work out heavy, and then I would do sprints on my off days because sprinting, I want a sprinter's body. I don't want a marathoner's body. But I'm just looking to shock. I get bored. I'm looking to shock the body, so I get bored easily. Nope. That's no shocker for those of you who've actually read my book and follow me. You know, I get bored easily with diets, with exercise, with anything, man, with life, with business, with everything. I get bored, so I like to try new things. So I want to run a little bit now. I don't mean sprinting. I mean running. So a couple weeks ago, I started running. I made it about a mile before I had to stop. A mile. How pathetic is that? Can you run a mile? If you could run a mile, you could run farther than I could a couple weeks ago. But I didn't stop. It pissed me off. I mean, I was mad. I was, oh, because 2 years ago, you know the story, January 17th, got the health club membership, was down to 180. Was down to 180 was my low. I didn't like feeling that, like 180, because I could blow away in a windstorm. Today, I woke up, weighed myself from last night. Now, this was a little bit over, but I'm going to tell you, it was 204. 204, 24 pounds where I was 2 years ago at this time. Now, a lot of that's muscle. Because I went on this heavy, like I said, heavy lifting. So let's just say I will tell you this much, though. I can't fit into the shorts that I was wearing in the summer of 2012. So I'm pissed off, you know. I want to make that change. So I started running a couple weeks ago. And now last week, I try to increase a half mile every time. So it was a mile. And then Easter Sunday, in between that week, I did a mile and a half. Easter Sunday, I did 2 miles last Sunday. Now, today, I did 3 miles on Wednesday, last time I ran. Today is Saturday, so the goal was more than 3 miles, and I will tell you this, man. At 3 miles, I started to feel like, oh, I can't. Maybe I'll go like 3.1 miles today, you know, 3.2. Let's just see how far this goes. But here's what I did. I just flipped a switch in my head. I said, Sam, you got to keep going, man. Just keep the legs pumping. The back's starting to hurt a little bit. Shins are hurting a little bit. Calves are feeling it because there was some downhills where I had to run, which always puts a lot of pressure on your calves. And next thing I know, 4 miles because I got Map My Run. If you don't have that app on your phone, get it. Map My Run. And it's got a GPS on it, and it tracks how far you're running outside. And every mile, it says mile. There's like 1 mile. 2 miles, and it tells you the time. 2 miles, 14 minutes, 7 seconds. Average, 7 minutes, 2 seconds. Split time, 7 minutes, blah, blah, blah. You know, so it's really cool. So at the 4 mile, when the lady said 4 miles in my ear, I stopped. And so I ran 4 miles this morning. I walked the rest. I walked about a half mile home from where I stopped. And what does that do? I felt, when I was done running, I felt amazing. I don't mean just pretty good. I don't mean kind of, I mean freaking amazing. Listen to me, amazing. Do you want to feel amazing? Cut out 30, just, it only took me 30 minutes, you know, 30 minutes to run 4 miles. And you may run that fast, you may run much faster, you may run much slower. Maybe it takes you an hour. Does it matter? Who cares? Who cares? You know, people will carve out an hour to watch a stupid TV show or just surf on their iPhone. Look at the time you spend just getting lost in crap that doesn't matter. Checking emails, getting on Facebook, things like that. But you won't dedicate 30 minutes. Now, I felt amazing. Now, keep in mind, an hour before that, fat, lethargic, unenergetic, just completely out of shape, okay? Within making that decision to just run 4 miles this morning, I don't care if it was a mile. Hey, 3 weeks ago, it was only a mile I could do because I hadn't conditioned my body to run. I haven't run in 2 years, long distance. I was just sprinting. I could have done some sprints this morning, but I don't want to. I just want to shock the body and feel amazing. My goal was to feel amazing today, which starting from where it was seemed impossible. You ever feel that way? Like, do you feel right now you could have an amazing day? Maybe you're having a great day and congratulations, but if you're not, you can change it, right? Just like that, you know? And you can do it with anything. You can do it with your health. You can do it with your business. You can do it with your job. You can do it with your relationships. It starts with your mind, right? And everything starts, life's an inside job. So it starts with that 6 inches between your ears. And you say, okay, I got to get out of this funk. I got to snap out of this funk. I got to get out. I got to get out of the funk. I'm getting out. I am getting out. I'm in jail, man. I'm in my own jail. I'm getting out of jail today. And then you do it. If you want to get going with your business, then you go hang a shingle on your door and you tell people you're open for business. You want to do it online, you do it online. Get your blog, your podcast, your YouTube video, whatever it is, but you get going, but you don't sit in the, I don't feel good. Nobody likes me. I can't. No, man, that's the martyr attitude. I got an email the other day. I got to read it soon. I keep meaning to read this email. It's the biggest victim email ever. I think I've ever received of somebody playing the victim role. Never met a wealthy victim, and I'm never going to meet a wealthy victim. Well, I take that back. If somebody got in a car accident and sued somebody, maybe they become a wealthy victim that way. Other than that, you ain't becoming a wealthy victim. Now, you'll become a wealthy champion, okay? You'll become somebody that actually gets up and gets going, but you got to do it, man. Think about today. Today, maybe you're just getting this message at the beginning of the day. Go work out. Go do it. No, you don't have to go to the gym. Don't get a gym membership. No, that's not even needed. Go for a walk around your neighborhood. Go run. Go for a jog. You're going to feel amazing. You're going to feel so good because what happens then? I had to come home and drink a half a gallon of water. I was dying of thirst, okay? I chugged a half a gallon of water within 20 minutes of being in the door. That's good, right? Drinking a gallon of water total in one day is amazing. 8 ounces a day is all we need, but I'm going to drink a gallon now. That's getting back to my regimen. And so it caused me to drink water, which I wouldn't normally have done at 8 in the morning. I was done with my run at 7:20, by the way. So at 8 in the morning, I'd already chugged down, and here I am doing this show. I've had a, I'm drawing a blank. Fruit. What's the fruit I'm looking for? Oh, my God. What is the fruit? The green fruit. What am I looking for? Avocado. Avocado. Oh, my God. I have like 3 of them a day. Anyway, so, hey, not to get too much off the beaten path here, but it caused a chain reaction. Rather than have my coffee and hang out and feel fat, bloated, lazy, and lethargic and have cereal. And by the way, I had a bowl of oatmeal, you know, a couple hours after the avocado. So it caused an entire chain reaction to my morning that would have never happened had I just not made that decision. Like, I'm it. That's it. I'm changing. I feel lazy. I'm not going to feel lazy. I want to feel energetic. Now I'm going to go mow the lawn. But I'm thinking of you. While I mow the lawn, I'm going to be thinking about you, wondering who's listening to this podcast. Number one, how did it hit them? What are they going to do to feel amazing with their health, their personal life, relationships, or business? Because they know now that they can just make the change. Just snap your fingers. Make the change. You can change your day right now. Right now. You can change your day right now. You're going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to do it tomorrow. No, you're going to do it tomorrow. Do it right now. Do it right now and feel amazing. You can do it, baby. You can do it, baby. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.